what do you call a small little squirrel looking animal that runs along the ground? He's usually brown and he has three black stripes along his back. Now, he's real small, looks like almost the size of a little rat. But what do you call that?
I call it a little groundhog.
A little groundhog?
Yeah.
What about,
You're talking about a squirrel, are you?
No, I'm not talking about a squirrel, but he looks kind of like a little squirrel.
Yeah,
he's
got the yellow spots and all.
Yeah, you call that a groundhog?
I call it a groundhog.
All right.
We just go to hunt and look for them things in the mountain.
You ever call a ground squirrel? What do you call an animal with a real strong odor? Gives off a strong odor.
A solar, and a muskrat is old. No coon.
He's black with white stripes.
Yeah, and he threw that water around.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but you know who he is.
Alright, what about, did you call him a polecat or call him
polecat,
a
polecat? That's it, polecat.
You gonna call him a skunk?
He's a skunk all the time, but he's a polecat.
I mean, do you call him a skunk?
I don't call him a skunk.
You just call him a polecat, is that what it's called?
I don't know, polecat is a skunk too. Oh, he is a skunk to you.
Well, what's the difference between a polecat and a skunk?
Well, a skunk, I think that man did, but a skunk is the same thing as a polecat is. If you get a polecat mad, he'll sprinkle him.
He'll sprinkle everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
That's wrong. All right, what do you call a hopping animal that it's a little animal that lives, well, it can live in water. It starts off as a tadpole in the water, but then it comes out and it can hop around on the ground.
Bullfrog?
I
know a bullfrog.
Just any old frog that you see like that, suppose he's a little old tiny frog.
No, no, he come out water, but he grow in that water, he'd be a great big something.
Well, what happens to the little ones that don't grow in the water?
He's gonna grow.
Oh. Well, what about a small kind of frog that makes a chirping noise? You know, makes not that big old noise a bullfrog makes, but one that makes a...
Well, we call them toad frog.
Oh, I see. Well, he knows all these words for these things, though.
I don't know about it, but I live in the country all my life.
What about, what do you call a worm used for bait in fishing?
I call them a bait.
You call them a bait?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys gonna dig for them now?
You don't call them a bait worm? Do you have any special, are there any special kinds of worms?
Yeah, it's a worm, but it's a fish worm. Fish.
What do you call a large worm? Now, these are real big ones, boy.
Oh, I don't know. Tell you got the mouth. I don't know. Oh, I was telling about something that. Got them big eyes, you know, a little short something.
No, now, this is a worm that you use, but it's a great big worm.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of names.
Do you have a special name for them?
Yeah, they're different than that bait and that big one.
There is? Well, yes, sir. What call it? Call it any kind. Is it a wiggler? Call it a wiggler?
No, a wiggler is what we fish with. And the worm was a fish for you. But that old, what is old? What? I can't think of that. No, come on. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
Call it a night crawler?
No, I don't know.
Call it a town worm?
I put it on.
If what I say doesn't strike you as being right, don't feel like you have to answer, because whatever you tell me is going to be right.
I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what kind of worm you're talking about. You're talking about an old shot worm and flat and got my eyes. I don't know what.
Alright. What do you call an insect that glows off and on at night? You know, you see them during the summertime or early spring in the summertime, you know, and they're flying around. You see them blinking on and off.
We call them lightning bugs.
Alright. What do you call a large winged insect